product show this morning is sponsored by Pit Moss. Find Pit Moss at your local hardware store or garden centers or online at pitmoss.com. Or just sit tight and let Lou tell you more. Here he is talking to our friends at Pit Moss right here, right now on House Smarts Radio.
All right, you might not be thinking about the garden right now, but, you know, it's always a good time to garden. And I think that the person I'm going to talk to right now is going to agree with me, Dan Belinsky, who is the account manager over at Pit Moss. Dan, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Always a good time to garden in your world, right?
Absolutely. I think it's always a good time to garden if you can't garden inside or outside, like how it's going in Chicagoland pretty soon. Get some pit moss, get some seeds, and start some seeds under fluorescent lights if you got them.
All right,
always want to be growing. Always want to be growing.
Let's talk about pit moss, because this is we're talking all today about new products, and this was a new product to the Chicagoland area this last spring, and it's the type of product that we got to talk about because it's changing how people think about gardening. And since you introduced it in Chicago, you're winning awards left and right. What is pit moss and why should people be using it?
Yeah, pit moss takes paper like cardboard and newsprint that would otherwise end up in a landfill. And we take this resource and transform it into a fantastic potting mix or soil amendment that can be used for all kinds of applications. Now, you ask what it could be used for. I mean, it can go on and on and on, the things that it can be used for. But a lot of people like using it because there's many applications, like I said. So for the home gardener or even the professional grower, it can be used as a potting mix, which you mentioned was named as best overall potting soil by Better Home and Gardens.
Mm.
And that can be used as a soil amendment. It's great in hanging baskets, containers, plant starts, great for grass seeding, compost, worm bins, mulch. How much time do we have? Because I feel like I could keep going.
No, but I mean, I think that the interesting thing about this is, so when you think about peat moss, traditional Spangum peat moss, that is something that is mined out of the ground, right? And, you know, there's a lot of debate back and forth about, you know, is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? But, you know, I think that you're taking this resource that takes a long time to create. And here you've got this product, pit moss, and you stop me or correct me if I'm going off track here. But you said you take newspaper and cardboard that is created from a renewable resource, trees, and the stuff that doesn't get used goes into a landfill. You're taking it and creating this to put back into the soil.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, most traditional soils are made from peat moss, and it's been like that for a long time now. And most of that peat moss is mined in Canada. And when I say most, I think 95% of the peat moss we get in the U.S. is coming from Canada. Mm-hmm. So we literally are, instead of taking, you know, from the environment, we're giving it back. So that's
right.
That recycled paper process it's just a beautiful story.
I know you've been out there, you know, beating this drum about pit moss and all the benefits of it, but what are you hearing from gardeners, you know, and plant enthusiasts? Like, what are they saying about this product when they use it to you?
Yeah, I think the gardeners I talk to love it. I think it's because they see that it does. One of our taglines is you can grow bigger, stronger plants, and that's true. Most growers will see that vigorous root growth. They'll see a beautiful, happy plant. And gardeners just want to succeed, right? We do kill a lot of plants when we garden, and that's part of it. But the more success you have, the better you feel, the happier everybody is, right?
Right, right. I mean, and I would imagine while, you know, there's plenty of, you know, small gardeners, you know, people in their yards and whatnot, but it seems like it has great commercial application too. You know, when you talk about growing bigger, healthier plants. I mean, I would think that nurseries and whatnot would really want to kind of jump on board with this too.
Yeah, and they're coming. They're coming too. I mean, you know, right now we do have some small growers and big growers, but for the professional commercial growers who have latched onto us so far, they're seeing the results. And, you know, maybe they're not talking about it as much because it's their super secret.
Right.
But yeah, they do. Yeah. The adventurous ones who are using it so far, speak nothing but highly about it, and it's been a huge help for their business because it does help save on some water, right?
Sure.
Our products absorb so much water that with traditional soils, we'll say, when you're watering them, a lot of it runs off and goes into a waterway or wherever it goes, where with pit moss, you know, you can really hold on to the nutrients and water well, and that prevents less leaching and runoff.
All right,
therefore, kind of preventing some pollution.
Too. Yeah, I have a marketing idea for you. You can take this up the pit moss ladder. But you know, we own a couple hardware stores, and in the spring, we dabble in live goods, you know, plants and whatnot. But we're like most hardware stores, we're kind of in and out of that. You know, like from May to middle of June. One of the things that we do a really good job of selling is we have really nice hanging baskets. But you know what happens to hanging baskets in late June and early July? People kill them because they hang mm-hmm. them and they forget about them and they forget to water them. But if you had a little small pit moss bag, you're like, hey, but here's this hanging basket, but buy this bag here and repot it in this, and you're gonna enjoy this hanging basket better because that retention of moisture, what you get out of this pit moss, I think is really one of the great benefits to people.
Yeah, you're right. It's unparalleled. And when you have a hanging basket with some pit moss in it, I guarantee you that if you want to wait for a weekend and you come back, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we talk about, that especially with the hanging baskets, those things are getting beat up. So that some people might have to water them twice a day.
Right.
With pit moss, you might have to water just once a day. So
yeah,
it's really good with that water efficiency.
All right. You've sold me. I think it's terrific. I had a chance to get a few bags of it and use it last spring, and I was really, really happy with it. How do people learn more, Dan, about pit moss? Where do they go?
Well, they can go to pitmoss.com. It's PITTMOSS. And then they can get it throughout Chicagoland area, like you mentioned. I'd love to give a shout-out to everybody if I could.
As many as you can, sure.
I will. Alsip Home and Nursery, Plant Hill, Countryside Flowers, Barn Owl Garden, Lurvy Garden Center, Pasquazi, Chalet, Christy Weber, Hurtstone and Terrace, Bronkberry Farms, and including Lens Ace Hardware, Villa Park Ace, and Sherwin Ace. So I'm doing my best to get it into everybody's hands. I've been to a lot of different places, but if you're in the Chicagoland area, you can pick it up. It makes a great Christmas present. Mm-hmm. And I really would like to personally say, let's support these independent garden centers and hardware stores, because a lot of them are life, you know, they're family owned, might have been in the family for a few generations now. These are treasures for us. So get out there and support your independent garden center and grab a bag of pit moss.
That's great advice. Dan Belinsky, Chicago account manager at Pit Moss. Dan, thanks so much for taking the time. I hope you have a great holiday season.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 857-5574. Lou, 857-557-4568. Don't go away. We'll be right back.